I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God. These are the words of St. Paul in his very important letter in the New Testament, his letter to the Romans. And he's teaching us something of profound importance that we need to understand. First, he tells us, do not conform yourselves to this age. Now, what is this age? This age is now, this present life in the world. The age to come is at the end of time when Christ comes again in glory and all the angels with him. And we have to make sure that we conform our minds and our lives to the age to come, to the age of heaven, the communion of the saints. Do not conform yourselves to this age, St. Paul tells us, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God. When you go somewhere, when you're on a journey, there are some things you have to do in order to get to a destination. First, before the journey begins, you have to decide where you want to go. And you have to make sure that the place you're going is a good place for you. You don't want to go somewhere that's going to lead you into all kinds of trouble. So, that's the beginning. You think, I want to go to this situation and to that place. Then you have to find out how to get there. And you have to do the things necessary in order to make it to your desired goal. You have to make sure that you're moving in the right direction. You have to avoid the obstacles and dangers along the way. You need to make sure you have enough resources to get there, and so on. In other words, you've got to plan out your journey. You can't just bounce through the journey aimlessly, because number one, you probably won't make it to your destination that you desire to make it to. And number two, you could totally go off the course and end up lost and dead. In any journey, you have to have a plan. You got to think. You need to use your mind. Where do I want to go and how do I get there? Now, apply this to the larger scale, the great journey of our lives, the moral course of each of our lives. Early on, we need to decide what we want, where we want to go with our life. You know, you only live in this world once, and after this the judgment. So we have to get it right. What do we want? Where do we want to direct the course of our individual lives? We got to think about this. What do we want? Well, everybody wants happiness. People may not admit it, but that's true. And what they really want is not just happiness, but eternal happiness. And they won't say that, but that's what they want. Think about this. If I just want happiness, well, happiness is precarious. Happiness is something that may fade away and can end. You know, if you see a friend you haven't seen for a long time, you feel happy to see them. But eventually they're going to leave again, either through their travels or through death, theirs or your own. So a happiness that is not eternal, that's only temporary, is actually a kind of sadness. You know, sometimes when you see a new friend or an old friend you haven't seen for years, you feel a certain sadness during the time you're with them because you know they're going to leave, that this happiness is not forever. So we want a happiness that's forever, happiness that is pure, that is only happiness, a happiness without any sadness, without any fear of loss. And this happiness is eternal happiness. That's what we want. And this eternal happiness connects us with the mystery of God. It connects us with the mystery of eternal life, the mystery of heaven, which is the living of eternal happiness. Then I need to know how to get there. What do I have to do to get there? Well, how do I achieve eternal happiness? Well, that brings me before the question of God. If I don't want to even think about God, if I don't want to consider doing the will of the Lord, then I'm not going to make eternal happiness. All my happinesses will be temporary and precarious and passing, and they will end. And they'll have with them this tinge, this hint of sadness. Well, how do we achieve eternal happiness? God reveals this to us. Divine revelation comes to us from Jesus Christ. It's contained in the sacred scriptures, the Bible, in the sacred tradition of Christ's Church, the teachings in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and in the wisdom and example of the saints. The saints are those who have gone through this present age, but were rooted in the age to come, and have achieved that eternal happiness in heaven. We should let them be our role models. St. Paul's message in the letter to the Romans that I read to you at the beginning of this sermon is very important, because it's in this part, how do we get eternal happiness, that many people get it wrong. People, we can agree, want happiness. You know, today people have this thing called a bucket list, and they say, this is what I want, this is my bucket list. I think they pretend they have a bucket and they want to put stuff in it. And they say, in life I want to accomplish this and that. Well, it's good to have goals, but the most important one is eternal happiness. Okay, so we want eternal happiness. Then the wisdom, the false wisdom of this present age says, well, I'll achieve this by just doing whatever I want, whenever I want, and no one will tell me what to do. That's freedom, they'll say. Freedom to do anything I want. Well, that's not always good, because freedom, if it moves us towards evil, leads us to the slavery of sin. We lose our freedom. We want our freedom to be attached towards that which is good, and that's true freedom. People get this part wrong. They want happiness, but in how they go about achieving it, they do anything they want. They believe that the most important thing is that they do their will. Do what you want, always, and you'll be happy. That's the wisdom of this age. And people do this all the time. They do whatever they want with regard to their belief in God and their worship of God. Some people don't care about God, or they come up with all these superstitious ideas about the spiritual realm, and they don't worship Him. Some people do whatever they want whenever it comes to the way they treat God's gift of life, whether it's with the very beginning of life with unborn children, or the end of life with the sick and the elderly, or if it's throughout life with things like drug abuse and terrorism. They just want to do their will. That's all that matters. They do this with regard to marriage and human sexuality, which are gifts from the Lord. They do this in the area known as speech. They'll say, well, I want to do whatever I want, and so I just want to tell a lie now, so I'll use my ability to speak to lie, which actually is a corruption of speech. They'll do this with how they deal with property. They'll get involved in stealing and corruption and corporate scandals and all kinds of evils in this regard. They'll do whatever they want. I'll just do what I want and no one can tell me otherwise. And that's how I'm going to achieve happiness. But it never works. When we use our freedom for evil, we lose our freedom. We lose our happiness. The evil we choose begins to oppress us. Think about this. If I lie, if I decide, well, happiness means I'm going to lie in this situation. Well, now I'm oppressed by the lie. Because once I tell the lie, then I have to do two things. Number one, I got to make sure I don't get caught. So I always have to cover my tracks. The other thing is this. I have to make sure I live according to the lie. I have to live according to the lie I told this person, and I have to live according to the different kind of lie I told the other person, and then I have to live according to the truth that this person knows. And now my life is so complicated, I don't know what to do. So when we use our freedom for evil, that evil choice oppresses us. If I use my freedom to take life, to take innocent life, now I have to live with not only having done that, but with the consequences of that. That sin becomes like a master to us. St. Paul tells us not to conform ourselves to this age. This age tells us, do your own will, and that's all that matters. But that doesn't work in reality. There are so many people who are carpenters of their own crosses because they chose bad things. And one of the worst pains in life is to live with the bad consequences of your bad actions. It's terrible. One of the greatest rewards in life is to live with the good consequences of your good actions. So what we have to do in our desire for happiness is to seek the will of the Lord and to allow our minds to be conformed to truth, not conformed to the false teachers, to the conflicting, contrary voices of our present age, but according to the age of Christ, who is eternal. Christ came to transform us, to renew our minds with His truth. He came to teach us to seek the will of the Lord. He tells us in the prayer that when we pray, say, Our Father, and we say, Thy will be done, to God. Jesus wants us to say this again and again. You know, if our will was always connected to the will of God, we wouldn't have to say, Thy will be done in the prayer, because it's already understood. But we have to say this prayer as a way, in a sense, to remind us that we seek the will of our Heavenly Father. Thy will be done. I don't say, My will be done. That's the wisdom, the false wisdom of this present age. My will be done. My will be done. You know, if everybody does that, what happens when my will conflicts with your will? Well, you believe that the number one thing is to do your will. I believe the number one thing is to do my will. Now we've got a problem. You can't have a community. You can't have a family. You can't have a marriage. You can't have good relationships and good friendships. There's constant battling, conflict. But if we both, or all of us in our community, seek the will of our Heavenly Father, that's different. We open our minds to truth, and that heals us and sets us free. When we live by the truth of the gospel, the commandments of the Lord, our actions no longer oppress us. They free us. We become the children of the Lord. Think a lot about the great journey of your life. We want eternal happiness. That's what you want. And you have to do the will of the Lord. Seek to know His will and avoid the obstacles that will thwart this achieving of this desire of happiness. Those obstacles are sin and faithlessness. Dear brothers and sisters, life can be very, very complicated. Sometimes we don't know where the journey is going. But the way of Jesus Christ is simple. His way is the way of truth, and it's the way of life, of real life. If you want to make sure that you will achieve eternal happiness, if you want to make sure that you're on the right path in life, that you're not going down the dead end, then follow Christ. Seek to know His will. Study the teachings of the Scriptures and the Catechism, the Ten Commandments, pray, seek counsel from the wise and holy people of our time, the saints of our time. The way of Christ is simple, it's the way of truth, it's the way of life. May we always try hard to stay on this way. And if we have ever gone against this way, if we've gone astray, then we seek the mercy of our Father who loves us. Be convinced, brothers and sisters, that the way of Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal happiness and to eternal life. And right now, it's the best way for you. God bless you.